约翰福音第一章。
Shall we turn to John chapter
one? 约翰福音第一章。
John chapter one.
第二十六节。
John chapter one, verse 26.
约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间，是你们不认识的。”
John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know."
就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。这是约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
John answered them, saying, "I baptize. It is he who come after me, who preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in."
约翰福音第三章第二十二节，这是以后耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多。
Now John was also baptizing in Anon near Salem, where there was much water there, and they came and were baptized.
众人都去受洗。
And they came and they were baptized.
让我们看马太福音。
Let's turn back to Matthew.
第三章第一节。
Matthew 3:1.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
第五节，那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带的地方的人，都出去到约翰那里。
Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him.
承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
And they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sin.
第十九节。耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上。是十九节，十六节。
When Jesus was baptized, immediately he went out from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him.
我想弟兄姊妹到现在都知道，约翰的乃是我们主的先锋。
We know that John the Baptist was the pioneer for the Lord.
所以路加福音一开始就讲到约翰是怎么诞生的。
And then, so it begins with how the birth of John the Baptist.
因为你还记不记得，就是他的父亲撒加利亚到殿里面按着班次在神面前供祭司的职分。
And so if you remember that his father was doing his duty in the temple and offering what he ought to be done.
但是圣经告诉我们，他的父亲没有孩子，因为以利沙伯不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。
And the Bible tells us that the wife was old in age and both of them were old in age, they have no children, no descendants.
所以路加福音可以说是从殿圣殿开始。
And so we know that Gospel of Luke begins from the synagogue.
那撒加利亚是祭司。
And Zechariah he was the priest.
不过他不是大祭司。
But he is not a great priest.
最荣耀的是做大祭司，就是每年一年一度可以带着血，代表以色列人进到至圣所。
Because the glorious one is the great chief priest because he's the one that once a year that with the blood that he can enter into the holy of holies.
那是最荣耀的一个职分，就是能进到至圣所。
It's just an honor position to enter into the holy of holies.
但是比这个要稍微差一点，次一点，但是所有祭司也都希望能够得到这样荣耀的职分。
And of course, the secondary position, all priests will hope that they will be able to receive that responsibility.
就是希望能抽到签，然后呢 能够进到至圣所前面，布幔的前面有金香坛在那里烧香。
And we know that they were hoping to draw lots so that they will be able to go just before the veil and wear the golden incense.
那么当他烧香的时候，所有的百姓就在殿的外面一同在那里祷告。
And at the same time, the multitudes will gather outside the court and they will be praying together.
所以这个祷告不是个人的祷告。
So this is not an individual prayer.
这个祷告不是因为撒加利亚没有儿子，所以向神要儿子，不是。
And this is not because Zacharias were childless that they were all praying on behalf of him.
后来天使告诉他说，你的祈祷已经被听见了。
But the angel said to him later on, they say that your prayer has been heard.
并不是因为他不生育，所以他祷告，现在主听他祷告，不是。
It's not because the wife was barren, he prayed now the Lord has heard him.
因为这个祷告乃是全国性的祷告，
Because this is the prayer of the entire nation.
代表犹太人、以色列人，他们经过了多少年，他们巴不得弥赛亚能早一点的回来。
Because they were waiting for so many, they was hoping that the Messiah would come.
所以当撒加利亚在那祷告的时候，
And so when Zacharias prayed,
他带着所有以色列人来到神的面前，
that he has led the Israelites to come before the presence of the Lord.
那这个时候天使显现给撒加利亚说，
and so now, the angels appeared before Zechariah.
你的祈祷已经被听见了。
And it says that your prayer has been heard.
换一句话说，弥赛亚很快就要来到。
And in a short while, the Messiah will come.
但是呢，他来以前有一个先锋，那就是约翰要生下来。
And so that, before that, John the Baptist will be the pioneer, he is first to be born.
那么他说他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的前面。
That he will, then he says that he will go before him in the spirit and power Elijah.
叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转向义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
And to turn the hearts of the father to the children and the disobedient and the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
所以后来我们知道，果然约翰。就照着这个预言，我们知道他就生下来了。
And according to this prophecy, John was born.
他做了，他果然做了主耶稣的先锋。
And then he became the pioneer for the Lord Jesus.
那么，因为他是主耶稣的先锋
，And because he was the pioneer for the Lord Jesus.
那因为他是因为他有以利亚的心智
，And because that he has.The spirit and the power of Elijah.
所以你注意到，他凡是施浸的地方都跟以利亚发生关系。
That you know that every place that when he baptized, there is some close association with Elijah.
我们刚才讲过三个地方。
Just now we mentioned three places.
一个马太福音，那就大概就是耶利哥附近约旦河那里。
First we talk about in Matthew that is very near to Jericho.
然后约翰福音我们读到两个地方。
And John Gospel, we have two occasions.
一个是靠近埃嫩的地方。
The other one we have John is very near to Annan.
那还有一个地方就是约旦河外的伯大尼。
And of course, the third one will be Bethany beyond river.
那因为约翰有以利亚的心智。
And because that John the Baptist has the spirit and the power of.
那么以利亚是在约旦过了约旦河以后，他升到天上去。
But we know that after crossing River Jordan, Elijah was taking up to heaven.
所以就在以利亚升天的那个旷野，我们知道约翰在那里施浸，许多人就从约旦河里面上来。
And so in that wilderness when Elijah was lifted up into heaven, and that was the place that.John the Baptist was baptizing the multitude.
我们知道这件事情在以色列历史上是从来没有过的。
That this never happened in any history of Israel.
因为神的确是用约翰使叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
Because John the Baptist truly turned the hearts of the father to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the young.
所以在以色列历史里面从来没有过这件事。
And that it has never happened in the history of Israel.
因为你知道，在那个时候受洗或者说受洗这件事情，从来不是为着以色列人设计。
That we know that to be baptized, it is not something they designed for the Israelites.
因为这个水受洗乃是为着外邦人。如果他们要相信犹太教，那么他们进犹太教，他们需要受洗。
And so this baptism by water is not meant for the Israel, it's meant for the Gentiles. Those who want to be, to enter into Judaism, they have to go through this ritual.
因为那个洗是悔改的洗。
Because this baptism is the repentance, baptism of repentance.
悔改就证明你是罪人。
Because when you repent, means you admit that you are a sinner.
但以色列人从来不觉得他自己是罪人。
Because Israel had never admit they themselves were sinners.
他们是神的选民。
They were the chosen one.
所以他们有一个说法，说是亚伯拉罕。就拿着一把扇子，就坐在地狱的门口。
They say that Abraham with a fan, they were, he was seated at the entrance of hell.
如果他看见有以色列人跑到地狱里面来，他就挥挥手说：“孩子，你完全走错地方，这不是你的地方。”
And so when any Israelite come to the door of hell, that Abraham will remind them that this is your child, this is not the place where you should come.
所以我们知道说。对于以色列人，对于以色列人来讲，没有一个人需要悔改。
And to all Israel, none of them will need to repent.
但是很稀奇，这一次你知道，神真的借着由亚约翰，你看许多人来到他面前受洗。
But now this time, God has truly used John the Baptist, and many approach him to be baptized.
那么在那一次施浸的时候，主耶稣也是其中的一位，他也受了浸。
And during this time, Jesus himself was among those who were baptized.
所以主耶稣受浸是在约旦，大概是约旦河外，但是靠近耶利哥的附近。
And so Jesus was baptized at Jordan, which is very near to Jericho.
那个就是约翰福音第一章好几个礼拜以前的故事。
That is John chapter 1, and that had already taken place for many weeks.
那是与以利亚升天的那个范围。
And that was the area we know that Elijah was lifted up.
那么约翰福音，我们记得第三章也是告诉我们说，约翰福音，如果刚才我们读的，应该是对，没有错，第三章告诉我们说，主耶约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里的水多。
So that's what we read. John chapter 3 verse 22. He said that John was baptizing in Anon near Salem because there was much water.
那个水不是约旦河的水。
And those the river is not did not come from River Jordan.
埃嫩的水是个活水，是一个水泉的水。
That you know that the Anon is a place where it was a moving water.
意思就是那个水是流动的水，那个水不是止水，不是。
It's not a still water, but it is a moving water.
所以施洗约翰也在那里替他们施浸。
And so John the Baptist were baptizing them there.
但这个地方和以利亚又有关系。
And you know this place has something to associate with Elijah.
因为就在埃嫩的附近。是以利亚在那里高以利沙做先知的地方。
We know that this is the place where Elijah had anointed Elisha to be his
那个时候，以利沙赶着十二对的牛。
That we know that Elisha he was having he was moving there are 12 oxen.
所以那个时候以利亚呢就高他来做先知，接续他。
And so Elijah anointed Elisha to continue to be the prophet.
所以你看，这个地方又是跟以利亚发生关系。
And so this place is linked up with Elijah.
那么还有一个很重要的地方，就是我们来到了约翰福音第一章。
And then you know we come of course the modern place of John chapter 1.
那也是施洗约翰施浸的地方。
And this is the place where John the Baptist had been baptized.
但是不是主耶稣受浸的地方。
But this is not where.Our Lord Jesus was baptized.
主耶稣受浸的是靠近死海，靠近耶利哥。
We know that our Lord was baptized near Dead Sea, very near to Jericho.
但约翰福音第一章讲到，主耶稣来到他们中间，结果约翰就为主来做见证。
And so, in this occasion, when Jesus came to their midst, John the Baptist was testifying for him.
那么这个和以利亚有什么关系呢？
What is that to do with Elijah here?
我们说过约旦河啊，只有几条支流。
That we know that River Jordan had many, only a few tributes.
几条支流都是东西向。
That they are all moving towards the east.
他们都是在约旦河的西东边。
They were all located on the eastern side of River Jordan.
所以靠近这个加利利海的时候，有一个支流叫亚木。
That we know that there is one tribute called the Yarmouth.
这个亚木 River 这条河呢，又有一条小溪流、小支流。
That we know that from Yarmouth, there is also another small tribute.
那个小支流就是旧约圣经的基利西。
And that is the Old Testament is the
Kerit.
Kerit.
那么这个基利西呢？你记得就是以利亚用乌鸦来。